SBS Radio.
Kausap natin sa kabilang linya si Mercia Gapasin. Siya ang Community Project Officer sa The Silent Witness Network o TSWN. Magandang araw sa iyo, Mercia.
Magandang araw din sa iyo, Christy, at magandang araw sa ating mga tagapakinig.
Mahalagang usapin itong ating tatalakayin ngayong araw na ito. Ano ba itong TSWN? Pwede mo ba kaming bigyan ng background tungkol dito?
Ang TSWN or the Silent Witness Network, isa itong bagong patayo na non-profit organization ng mga multicultural individuals and groups, mga ethnic community groups na nagsusulong ng advokasya laban sa karahasan sa pamilya. So yung tinatawag nating family violence prevention. At ang approach ng the Silent Witness Network is the holistic family and community approach. Ibig sabihin, ang trabaho ng The Silent Witness Network ay makipag-ugnayan sa ating mga komunidad to take a strong stand, encourage our community members to take a strong stand against family violence.
Nabanggit mo, Mercia, na ito ay ang target group ninyo, yung mga tinatawag na called communities o yung mga culturally and linguistically diverse background communities. So, sino-sino na yung mga komunidad na nakapaloob dito?
Okay, so dahil tayo ay nasa isang multicultural context, yung ating organization ay binubuo rin ng mga leaders from different ethnic cultural communities. So meron tayong mga miyembro galing sa Filipino community. Actually, yung ating convener at chair ng TSWN ay si Melba Marginson. So isa siyang kilalang nagtatrabaho, nagsusulong ng welfare of migrant communities and cult communities in Australia. So isa siyang Pilipina. So meron tayong Filipino community, may representatives din tayo mula sa Cook Island community, Hazara community, meron din tayong galing sa Indian community at iba pa.
Sa kasalukuyan, ano yung proyektong ginagawa ninyo under this network?
Meron tayong tinatawag na Project Ugnayan under the Silent Witness Network. So ito ay isang pilot project to promote family violence prevention. So that's primary prevention of family violence among migrant communities, particularly yung ating Filipino community. So itong proyekto na ito ay partly funded by the Victorian State Government through the Multicultural and Social Cohesion Division. So ang Project Ugnayan, bago rin lang po itong sinisimulan nating proyekto, isa itong community engagement project that aims to encourage the Filipino community to take a stand against family violence. So ang gusto natin mangyari is to promote awareness among the Filipino community about what family violence is, ano yung mga reinforcing factors ng family violence, at ano yung mga existing laws related to family violence in Australia. At gusto rin natin i-encourage yung community members to engage in conversation. So pag-usapan at intindihin yung epekto ng family violence on victims, on family members, and the community.
Paano yung ini-envisage na isagawa ito? Medyo malawak yung scope ng gagawin ninyo.
May mga activities tayo under the project. So ang duration ng project ay hanggang November 2020. At meron tayong nakalatag na mga activities and target outputs for Project Ugnayan. So meron tayong training courses for volunteers. So kami ay nananawagan sa mga miyembro ng Filipino community na itaas ang kamay at mag-participate doon sa project as volunteers and to become family violence prevention advocates. So meron tayong training courses para sa ating volunteers. Ang unang training natin ay nakalatag ngayong June 2019. Ang unang training na isasagawa namin ay yung tinatawag naming Family Safety Leadership Course. So pagkatapos ng training na yon, ang ating mga volunteers, ang ating mga family violence prevention champions, bubuo sila ng tinatawag na community engagement plan. Sila mismo ang maglalatag kung ano yung mga strategiya para pumunta sa mga komunidad at ano ang mga pwedeng gawain sa komunidad to engage other members of the Filipino community to discuss about family violence prevention. So ang mga nakikinita naming aktivitades dyan is participation in church activities, attendance to festivals, and organizing community discussions and workshops. Meron din tayong pinaplanong statewide conference to which we entitle Family Violence, Our Unfinished Business, The Victories and Challenges of the Filipino Community. So ito ay isa sa gawa ngayong October 2019. So yung conference na yun, gusto nating i-highlight yung contribution of the Filipino community in the advocacy to promote family violence prevention and discussion on the policy level.
Balikan natin yung usapin ng training. Ano? Paano nyo ito i-facilitate, yung ganitong training? Medyo mabigat yung mga usaping nakapaloob dyan.
Yung ating unang training, yung ating Family Safety Leadership Course. So, dalawang araw yan at ang mga topics na ating tatalakayin dyan. Una, titingnan natin ang yung history of migration in Australia and to focus on the Filipino community at ano yung relevance nito para maintindihan natin na ang Filipino community is actually part of the cult, the wider cult communities of Australia. At dahil nga sa dahil doon sa konteksto ng pagiging multicultural ng bansang ito, may mga issues tayong, there are issues that we encounter such as issues of racial and sex discrimination, mga ganyan. So pwede natin itong i-relate sa issue ng family violence dahil yung mga drivers and reinforcing factors of family violence may actually arise from this racial and sex discrimination that we see, experience among cult communities. Tatalakayin din natin yung kung ano ba ang family violence, ano ba yung different forms of family violence, dahil ang family violence ay hindi lang siya physical. So may mga iba ring klase ng karahasan na hindi natin makikita yung ebidensya through the physical harm. So pwedeng economic yan, sexual, financial, social abuse, among others. Titingnan din natin sa training yung mga institutional and legal frameworks related to family violence tulad ng international agreements at kung anong mga programs and policy initiatives that we have in Australia. We will also be discussing experiences are of family violence in cult communities, such as the barriers and disadvantages that they experience. Ano yung mga misconceptions or misunderstandings about family violence coming from different cultural backgrounds. And also, importante dito yung understanding leadership. Why and how do we take leadership on family issues in Australia, particularly in the Filipino community?
Paano natin mahihikayat ang komunidad na makilahok sa mahalagang usaping ito?
Actually, ito ang magiging trabaho ng ating mga family violence prevention champions. So, nakikita natin na ang gusto nating mangyari through the project is to raise awareness that family violence actually exists and it is a serious issue and that we have to do something about it. Katulad nung ginagawa natin ngayon, pinopromote natin siya through social media and other forms of mass media, yung discussion na ito, but we also want our volunteers to go out to the community and initiate the discussions with other community members.
Pero dahil nga sa pagiging sensitibo ng usapin ng family violence, ano, you are expecting the mga volunteers na they go out in the community to engage people to talk. Pero yung usapin ng confidentiality, yung mga tinutulong ng mga biktima o yung mga survivor, paano ninyo tutugunan ang isyung ito?
Tama. So, isa pang aming tinitingnan doon sa proyekto. So, gusto ko lang i-clarify na yung project natin is focused on primary prevention. So, wala pa kaming kapasidad sa ngayon para gumawa ng case management or do service provision sa ating mga biktima. Pero we recognize the fact that we may encounter potential victims of family violence during the community engagement activities. isa rin gusto naming gawin through the project is to come up with a referral system, a model of a culturally responsive referral system. So alam natin na may mga service providers na tayo, meron tayong InTouch, meron tayong Safe Steps, at iba pa, may Orange Door na pwedeng puntahan yung ating mga biktima ng family violence. Pero dahil nga kailangan pa rin nating maging sensitibo doon sa cultural background ng mga pumupunta sa mga service providers na ito, doon natin nakikita yung gap. So may gap in communication, may mga difficulties pa rin yung ating mga service providers to reach out and understand ano ba talaga yung mga experiences ng mga biktima, lalo na yung mga galing sa mga cult communities. So we want to be able to see or create a bigger picture. We want to understand the picture of how the victims can be referred properly to service providers and how service providers can be able to provide yung culturally responsive services sa mga family violence victims.
Nabanggit mo yung magkakaroon kayo ng referral process, and nabanggit mo rin na meron lang existing na mga service provider. Paano ninyo maiiwasan ng pagkakaroon ng duplication sa pag-provide ng service?
Yes. So, tulad ng nasabi ko, hindi magpo-provide ng servisyo ang TSWN dahil walang kapasidad yung organization gawin yan. So, ang tinitingnan namin, ang gusto sana naming mangyari is to come up with a model. So, understanding how it is in the community level, how is family violence experience at the community level, ano yung mga nakikitang gaps doon sa pag-reach out. Halimbawa, pag meron tayong isang biktima ng family violence at meron tayong service provider dyan, so ano ba yung pinakamagandang paraan para itong victim will be able to approach or get in touch doon sa ating service providers? At yung ating service providers, ano ba yung mga kailangan nilang strategies or approaches para maintindihan yung sitwasyon ng babae o ng biktima ng family violence?
Inyong komunidad, inyong usapan sa SBS Filipino.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.